Hey baby, I'm home. Where's my cutie hiding? Baby? Babe? Oh my God, babe, why are you in the dark in the tub? Hey, no, baby, baby, it's okay. I promise you that it's okay. Come here. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even need to say anything. Just let me hold you. You can cry a little if you need to, all right? Oh, it's okay now, honey. You're okay. You're safe. I love you so much. Never forget that. None of this makes me love you any less. I promise you. You're okay, and we're okay. Everything's gonna be fine, all right? Okay. Yeah. Let me see your face, darling. There you go. There's my angel. You are so strong. And I may not know what happened to cause this, but that doesn't matter right now because you're here with me, right? It's all I care about. You're not in any kind of trouble, baby, I promise. You've done absolutely nothing wrong. Am I allowed to see your arm? Okay, that's okay. Thank you so much for showing me. We're just gonna get you cleaned up a little. Is that all right? I'm just gonna need to have what you're holding. I know, it's hard, but I'm not upset. I just wanna make sure you have one last temptation later, all right? Do you think you can put it in my hand? Thank you so much, darling. You are so brave. Come on, let me help you up. We're just gonna slowly stand, okay? Here we go. We're only gonna go over to the sink, get this cleaned up a little. Does the temperature feel okay? All right, just hold right there while I get a bandage. Now, this is gonna hurt a little, but I need to clean the wound, so just please bear with me for a few seconds. There you go. I know it stings, but it's just for a moment, and then we're gonna wrap it up. Does that feel better? Okay, good. Do you want to come back with me to the bedroom? Yeah? Okay, come on. We can sit right here on the bed. So, do you want to tell me what happened? That's okay. We don't have to talk about it. I'm just glad you're here with me, since I know it must have been a pretty bad day for you today. But I want you to know that I love you no matter what. And nothing that did or did not happen earlier makes a difference. Because, like I said, I'm not upset in the slightest. I just want to make sure that you'll be okay, even if it takes some time. It could be days or weeks or months, and I'd stay here with you to make sure that things turn out all right. I know that you said that this has happened before and that it's been a while since you felt that urge. I'm even glad that you showed me the scars. But that doesn't make you any weaker to have done it again. We all have bad days when things fall apart. We're human. And some of us carry more hurt than others, which can drive us toward familiarity. And that's nothing to be ashamed of, self-destructive or not. You've found something in the past that's helped you a bit, and you thought to do it again. That doesn't mean that you're broken or a burden. You're not unfixable, you're human, and things like this can happen. I can always try my best to help so that it doesn't happen again. Or even just not as badly. Because seeing you in such pain is such a difficult thing to process, I guess. And I won't pretend that it didn't hurt. But your well-being matters more to me. I'd rather you talk to me about these things. Even if you feel like the loneliest person in the world, I will always be here for you. Be that ear that you need. Even if you say the same thing for the 30th time, it'll be like you told me for the first. Because every bad day is just another reason for me to love you that much more. You mean so much to me, baby. Huh? Were you trying to say something? Okay. No, that's okay. I'm just processing a little bit. You've been having those kinds of thoughts recently, that you would be better off. Is it because of something that's happened recently, or is it the chemicals talking? You don't know, huh? Well, that's all right. I'm really glad that you were brave enough to tell me. It takes so much courage to be able to say that out loud. I couldn't even imagine. But I promise you that you're not going to have to do this alone. I'm so sorry that I haven't noticed it before. Because with something like that, you must have been dealing with it for quite some time. And I know it might not be about me, so I'm not going to make it about me. I just want you to know that I won't let you drown while I'm around. We'll try and work through this together, all right? I know you probably don't want to tell me the kind of thoughts you've been having, and I won't force you to, but that offer still stands that you can tell me anything you need to. And in the meantime, I think we can start to take more breaks from work, because if you've already been fighting this much all the time, then I don't want you to overwork yourself. All of your inner struggles are valid. Those battles that you fight every single day, I can only be more than happy that you've been winning them so far. Because I see how tired you are. I know how it must feel and how exhausting it has to be to fight things that people can't even see on the outside. They don't know what you have to go through every day. And I'm not going to be the type of partner that lets you deal with that alone. So don't ever think that you are. If at any point you're too tired to work, or you have these thoughts, or even if you just want to talk, you can call me at any point. I promise. I will pick up regardless of what I'm doing. because you mean much more to me than anything else that's going on. And sure, it might be selfish of me to say that I don't want to lose you, but it's the truth. If you don't think that me or anyone else would care that you're gone, that we can do better than you, then you're wrong. I don't want to do better than you because you're already the best. There's no one that can replace you after you're gone, even if you think that you're not worth anything. Or maybe you've convinced yourself that you aren't worth the effort, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. You're worth every day that we get to spend together, every laugh, and every meal that we always share. You're worth the good and the bad times, no matter how often, and you are worth every meaningless conversation about the most random things. Because that's just who you are to me, to the world. You have so much more value than you could ever believe. And no matter what your brain tells you, this world would not be better off without you. It would miss you so, so much. There would be so much left unsaid for everyone you would have talked to, interacted with. All those people that have been and will be blessed by your presence in their lives. And I promise you that you're worth all of that time and effort because you are absolutely amazing. And I wish you could see what I've always seen in you. I will never force you to show up on a day that you can't. If you need time away, then you can take that time. Never push yourself harder than you can handle, because the world will wait for you, as long as we get to keep you in it. You are not worthless, and you are not broken. You are the perfect amount of everything, for everyone. And I will tell you that as many times as you need until your brain believes it too. And in the meantime, you will get nothing but love and cuddles from me, whether you like it or not. Then, on our free time, we can take trips somewhere, if you're available that day. We can go as slow as you need to. So as long as you take it with me one step at a time, we'll make it through to the other side. Does that sound okay? Yeah? I'm glad, honey. Because I can see all of the weight from the battles you face every day, and I am so, so proud of you for still going despite it all. We can do this together, so long as we take this one day at a time. Because I'm not going anywhere. Here, let me give you a small trick for when I'm not here, okay? You put one hand near or on your opposite shoulder. Then do the same thing with the other one. And then squeeze just a little bit. Now close your eyes. And imagine it's me hugging you from behind. Does that feel a little better? So then, you do that for me whenever you start to feel a bit overwhelmed. And I'll do my best to try and get here when I can, so you can get the real thing. How's that sound? That's my baby. But I'm here right now, at least. So let me hold you again, because I want you to be able to let yourself go just a little. Even if you start crying or maybe take a small nap. I'll be here for you the whole time, and I promise you won't have to be alone. There you go. Now do whatever's comfortable to you, and I'll follow your lead. I love you.